Talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
I guess, are you starting preseason now? Is this the week?
Yeah, we started yesterday.
How has it been?
It's been good. I did my first round on the pitch yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, are you coming off of an injury, knee injury?
Yeah. ACL and meniscus.
How are you feeling? That must feel so good to just get back out there.
Yeah, it feels good. It was just like really exciting to just go on the pitch and run a little.
Yeah, we Shannon and I have torn our ACL in the past, and we know how hard it is. But can you talk just a little bit about that? Like, how did you do during your recovery? Like, was it hard for you mentally? Did it inspire you to want to be a better player because you weren't able to play for so long?
Yeah, so it took me a while to like understand that I was gonna go through that, but like after I did the surgery, like it kind of hit me. So I think the first 2 months and a half are like really sad and just like it's really like crushing in that way, because you're like 24/7 like feeling pain and like not sleeping well and like not wanting to eat and stuff like that. So like mentally is a little bit heavy, I would say. But like after I started like doing things and like walking again and like doing lifts, I think that was kind of like better for me mentally. And yeah, I think from like the third month on, it was just like everything was just like so quick. I was doing things and like jumping and then just like started jogging again, Alter G and stuff like that. So it was just a little bit better.
That's awesome. I know in the beginning it's so grueling because you're like just absolutely miserable, but it must feel really good to be back playing. And we just want to know, like, have you enjoyed playing on the Reign, and what do you love most about the team?
Yeah, I've been enjoying since the first second that I came here. It was a little bit tough in the beginning because I was the first Brazilian to come to this team, and my English was kind of like not that great. So yeah, it was like two first months I was just adapting to the style here, because it was a lot of like physical and like power and stuff like that, a little bit different than from Brazil. But I've been enjoying my journey here. It's been great. It made me grow like as a person and athlete. And the team, like they're like amazing. We have the best teammates, I think, in this team. They make you feel comfortable at home, and they help you with like everything. Like the adapting process was like really easy for me because they work with me, you know, like they were every step of the way. And even with my injury, like I felt everybody so close, and it made everything easier.
That's such a nice feeling to have teammates that support you and make you feel welcome. Because it's a scary feeling when you start out on any team. So that's great. Is there any players in particular that like took you under their wing?
I mean, Sam, I'm her roommate for this year. Sam, Mads, Celia, Shirley, they were like my little group. And when my first year when I came, so they were just like great to me and like helped me with everything. Like it's just a little bit hard when you're like international to like do things in another country and like understand how things work, and they were just like so helpful and like supported me.
I was like looking at the TikToks where it says like I don't know, like an American living in France, and it's all like the differences like in each place. What do you find, like have you found any like big differences living here?
I did with the food, actually, because I think that was like the biggest thing when I first came. I think everything else is just like, I've been to US before. I was born in New Jersey and I went to Brazil when I was 4 or 5 years old. So I knew kind of like how things would work. But yeah, I think the food was the biggest one that I was just like, yeah, I miss Brazilian food.
Have you grown to like any food, like specific foods here?
Well, I think it's like very American, like the breakfast here. So it's just like pancakes, eggs, and bacon. I think that's one of my favorite meal here.
That is good stuff. What, when you go back to Brazil, what do you have when you're there? Like, what's something that you enjoy getting right when you get off the plane?
I think just like, well, as a snack, I would say acai. Acai there is just like so good. But I think the meat, rice, beans, I think that's just like really typical in Brazil. So yeah.
You're making me hungry.
So you said you moved to Brazil when you were 4, right? So yeah. Growing up, what was your soccer upbringing like? What is it like in Brazil playing? Are there like developmental teams or school teams or just, I'm so curious, what was your growth like in soccer as a youth athlete? And were any ages more significant than other for you?
So when I went to Brazil, I was around that age. I started playing because my brother used to play in this academy. So I just wanted to like do what he was doing. So I just started playing in this academy too. It was like all boys. I think in like my third year, I saw like a girl too, but it was just me and her. But yeah, I grew up in this academy until I was 12. I think in Brazil still, we don't have as much of like the youth, like the teen girls. For the youth, like around 8, 10 years old, I don't think they have it still. So we're still on that process. They started a league for like the U14. So that's a step, but yeah, we do have a lot of, development to like make in Brazil, because like those like young ages, you just like go straight and play with the boys still in the academies, you know? So that's where I started until I was 12. And then I went to my first women's team, the professional team.
I'm curious, like how different are the practices in Brazil versus the US? Like, I don't know, I'm just thinking about how growing up in the US for me, I felt like the practices were so like rigid with specific drills and things that we had to do. I'm curious if you had the same situation or experience growing up in Brazil, or was it more free flow and having like, you know, a different experience?
Yeah, I think more like free flow because, I don't know, like it's more like technical in Brazil, like not as much like strengthening and fitness and stuff like that. Even on like those young ages, I feel like it's more like, oh, go play, you know, like just give them the ball and just like go play. It's not that much of like, we do have the technical exercises and stuff like that, but it's not so like rigid.
At what age did you feel like you started to take soccer much more seriously, or that you actually kind of envisioned that you could play in the pros?
Since I was 7, 8 years old.
Yeah, you always looked like that was you at the end goal. Always, I love that.
Yeah, I always knew.
You feel like you have different styles of play, like when you're here playing with the rain and when you're playing with your national team?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Just like the way they think is just like in Brazil, they just like do everything like spontaneous, you know, it's just like it happens. They create so much. But like here in US, like I'm lucky to play with a lot of like amazing players and like international players. So it's like a mix of like all of that together and more of like tactical and like physical and like stuff like that, you know? So it just adds to that creativity.
Is that hard to go back and forth, or do you get used to it?
You kind of get used to it. It's just like, you just switch.
Yeah. What are your goals for 2023? Is there anything you're focusing on personally on the field?
I think just getting healthy and just like being able to play again, you know. I just did my first run, so I'm like a step closer to that. But yeah, I think just like getting healthy and like getting mentally prepared to like play again.
Do you have little goals in your rehab, or do you just think like big picture, like I'm going to get there each week, Or is there something like every day I want to be able to try and do this, or every week I want to be able to do this?
So like I've been trusting Ellie as my rehab person, and she's just like been planning every single step. So I've just like been trusting that in her and just like following everything she tells me, and like it's been going great every step of the way. She's just been literally calculating everything, and it's going the way she plans. So yeah, I think just like following whatever she tells me, and like I'm trusting that. I know she's great at her job, and I'm seeing the results. So yeah.
It must be nice to have like somebody to hold you accountable to sticking with that. You know, because it's so easy for players to like just completely feel lost when they're in their recovery. So that's so awesome that they can like, you can have that provided to you and have that support.
Yeah, it honestly feels great. Like the club been great to me since the first moment that I was like, they were noticed that I was injured. They were like literally great. They supported me with everything I needed. And Ellie too, like she literally was like the whole off season with me, like every step of the way. So she's been like really great and been helping me a lot.
Do you have any hesitations or any sort of hurdles that you're expecting down the line that kind of intimidate you a little bit or are going to be a little tougher than others, like maybe getting back to contact play and things like that? And then how do you think that you're going to handle them and overcome them?
Yeah, I won't lie. It kind of scares me because until you're like doing it, you're just like, oh my God, if I do this movement, am I going to feel that again? Or like, it's kind of scary. But yeah, like people been telling me, people that already been through this and saying like, no, since you like start doing it, you will feel fine. Like, it's just the before that kind of scares you. Because like when I first ran on the Alter G, I was just like, I don't know if I can run. And I was kind of limping. I was just like, I don't know if I can do this. But after like a few practices, it was just like so easy and it went smooth. So I think, yeah, I'm excited to go with the ball and stuff like that. But in my head, I'm just like, I know I can't do this right now. So yeah, I'll just have to wait and see.
Have to almost like prove to yourself that you're able to do it like bit by bit. Yeah. But like you were saying, it really helps to have teammates who have experienced it before, because then you realize it's not just you're not the only person thinking, oh my God, I don't know how I'm gonna be able to sprint or how I can plant this way on this foot. But as soon as you hear someone else that says, I thought the same thing, but like trust you're gonna be able to, it puts your mind at ease a little bit.
Yeah, has any teammates who've had knee injuries, anyone give specific tips on getting back on the field?
Yeah, I think Jess was like, because I was rooming with Z, and I was really close to Jess last year. So she was just like the first one to be by my side. And this is going to happen. This is going to happen. You're going to go through this. And like, she's been like great. Any like question that I have, I went straight to her, and she was just like explaining everything to me. I had Veronica too on the team. She was like really, really careful and like thoughtful, like just talking to me sometimes, and just like, yeah, it's been really helpful with those players that have been through it and just helping me like realize what I was gonna go through.
It's so nice to have that community. They like players who've been through that injury get it, and they have the best tips and recommendations for you. And players who are hurt right now should never feel afraid to talk to other players who've gone through it. Like, I think it's so important to connect, and it just makes you feel so much overall supported. And I have to know, are you wearing the brace, the leg brace?
No.
Or so no leg brace, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good, because the leg brace is not fun. I don't even know if people do that anymore. Shan, you're on mute.
I had to do it like for a month and a half, I think.
I don't do it anymore. I didn't.
You're so lucky. When I tore my ACL, I had to wear that huge brace. I felt like I was hurting people with it.
You're like bionic woman.
Yeah, like I was like, get out of my way. I guess it worked in my favor sometimes, but I'm really happy for you that you don't have to.
No, I don't.
What about if you have any passions off the field?
I really enjoy like music, just like playing in like, I'm trying to learn the guitar, so that's a step. But yeah, I think the music is just like everything to me. My dad grew up like playing drums and like guitar, and like my aunt, like the piano. So it's on the family, I think. So yeah.
That's awesome. So are you giving yourself lessons or are you taking lessons?
I'm just on the YouTube and like YouTube. Just trying to do it.
I can build a house off YouTube. I swear to God.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Any questions before we move on to rapid fire?
No, let's do it.
Cool. We call it rapid fire, but it's slow burning. You can think and take your time on it if you need to, okay. But they're all fun questions. What's your go-to coffee order?
Chai.
Chai?
Oh, that's a good one. We don't hear that one often. What are you doing on a day off?
A lot of things actually, but currently building a puzzle.
How many pieces?
1,000 pieces.
Wow.
Take over the table for like a month. Just no one can eat when they want.
My granny is just like.
That's
amazing. I love it. Do you have a favorite drill at practice?
I would say the 5-8-5.
Like a small, little small sided.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite team to watch and a favorite player?
I really enjoy Barcelona style. Favorite player? I would say in the men's side, Messi. And I've just been enjoying Pino on the women's side.
Was Messi always your favorite player, or just after the World Cup, you grew more fond of
him?
It
was always. I always liked him.
He really is the GOAT. What are your favorite cleats?
I think with like the style that I really enjoyed in my feet, it was just the Phantom. I think it's that. How you say it, Phantom, yeah.
Are those the ones, like, you stick with them? You can't stray away?
I can. It's just, like, if I had to choose, I think mm-hmm. I'd go with that.
All right. What's the most famous contact number you have saved in your phone?
And what is that number?
And can we call them right now?
I don't know, actually. A famous one.
Even if it's just like a football or women's player.
I'm trying to think. I think Pino's like pretty famous. Yeah. I would say that.
Pretty famous.
Mm-hmm. People are paying for that phone number, so yeah.
What's one of the craziest things you've ever done?
I'm not sure of that one. Let me see. Can you guys give me an example just so I can?
A lot of people say moving to different countries to play. Like, we've had players who literally like find out 2 days before they're going to another country. Like bungee jumping, skydiving, swimming with sharks, getting a crazy tattoo.
Doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
That is pretty crazy.
That is kind of crazy. But yeah, I think the craziest thing I would say just going to another country, but without planning it, because it was originally not my plan to come to US, but it just like happened so quick, and I was just like, okay, I need to sign this before like the 1st of January, and like, so yeah
that goes under the category of crazy for me. That would, the short notice and the mm-hmm. not being able to mentally prepare or think about the decision too much is
I have anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which teammate would you want to be stranded on a deserted island, and why?
I would say Sammy. Just been through a lot with her and since the beginning. And yeah, just like, I think it would be really fun. She's a funny person.
All right, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
I think nuggets.
Chicken nuggets?
McNuggets.
Wow, that sounds fire.
What sauce are we working with? What's the sauce on it?
It was just like, since my first year here, I was just like, God, I just wanna, cause like, it's a really American thing, like the fast food for us. So I was just like, yeah, I just wanna go to McDonald's with that little group that I told you guys. And always like my order was like, oh, I want nuggets. I always love nuggets. So every time you go to McDonald's, they know, do you want nuggets?
You order a cheeseburger. Just like
stick with it.
You order a cheeseburger and nuggets, and then you just stick the nuggets in the cheeseburger, remove the burger.
No, I would honestly just have the, I don't know if they have it still, the McChicken.
Oh, yeah, like a chip, right.
Well, mm-hmm. You know what you should do when you play Orlando in Orlando? They have like chicken nugget sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
Like literally at every deli you go to, it's like they literally put like chicken tenders on sandwiches with like all kinds of sauces. Super healthy.
Yeah.
All right. Last question. What's your biggest soccer girl prop?
Just to like make fun of it, I think it would be the 10 lines because like I'm in like Seattle and it like 9 months of the year is just like raining and like ugly. So it's just like when I go to my national team, everybody's just like so tan and like looking good. I'm just like so pale. It kind of frustrates me a little bit.
That's definitely a good one. That's a problem.
Yeah, on the off season, it's like summer in Brazil. So every time I go on the off season, I'm just like soaking in like
as much as you can.
Give me that sun.
The other day, like I still have shin guard tan lines and I haven't even played, and I'm playing in the yard and I'm just putting my shins in the sun and laying in the shade.
That's so funny.
Evening out the tan line is a serious problem.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much for coming on. It was so great to get to know you a little bit more, and we are wishing you a speedy recovery. It sounds like you're on your way, and good luck this season.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Soccer girls, you know we got some problems. So tune on in, away we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your kids.